So if someone gets caught in a habit, because I find this certain traders may continue to repeat a certain mistake, and I find I can be quite helpless in how to pull them out of it. In other words, for example, say they trade too large and they continue to blow massive holes in their account when they get it wrong, or they're taking profits too early. These are typical errors, failing to stick to process. And it's a repetitive behavior. So sometimes people get caught in a loop. What can we do? How do we develop that self-awareness, and how do we snap out of it where you get that, I've got to do something different feeling?
Well, as I said a moment ago, that when, because people have a set of priorities and set of values, when you live by your highest value, your foresight, your forebrain, your telencephalon, your medial prefrontal cortex, your executive center comes online. And that has self-governance, and that makes you think before you react. But if you live by lower values, you tend to react before you think. And you'll impulsively do something based on assumed pleasures and pains and biases. So the more you can actually have a higher value on wealth building, the higher the value on trading, if it's really valuable to you, so where you want to master it, you're less likely to be vulnerable to those impulses. So one of the things that I tell people to do is to write down hundreds of reasons why you want to be a master trader. And I didn't say a quick-get-rich speculator, a master trader. And if you have that as a goal and you look at everything that you learn about master trading, it's not impulse, it's strategy. So you have to write down the benefits of doing that and becoming a master trader, and make sure it's really high on your value to do it, because sometimes people, they're unfulfilled and they just create a fantasy, think, oh, I want to do that, and 6 weeks later they're off to something else. If you truly want to be a master trader, you're going to want to master the trades. I had a young girl that lived behind me when I was a teenager, 18 years old. I moved back from Hawaii to Texas. And there's a girl who was 16 that lived behind me. And she wanted to be a tennis pro. And she would ask me to come out and play with her on her backyard tennis, and because she had a tennis thing there. And I said, sure. So I played tennis with her every day. And I was interested in winning. So I would beat her. But she was interested in mastering her tennis game. So she was using me as a dummy to practice procedures based on a pro guidance. And so the first 2 months or so, I was kind of winning. By the third month, I was not winning as much. And by the fourth month, I didn't want to play. Because she was winning every time, and I couldn't beat her because she kept focusing on mastering the art and the skills, and I just wanted to win. So I was looking for immediate gratification, and she was looking to master the skill. So mastering the skill will take you farther than just trying to get a quick get rich.
That's a fabulous analogy.